Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, this is a very special partnership that we're doing here with National Treatment Centers. I want you to give me a minute here. Everybody, forget what you think otherwise, everybody knows a family that is fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic, and that's exactly what it is. It's touching everywhere. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it. Maybe it's a coworker's family tree. Maybe it's who knows what, a neighbor, someone you love. If that's the case, pick up the phone. Get the ball rolling on kicking that problem right where it lives by calling the professionals at 800-287-7891. Giving you that number again, guys, 800-287-7891. The number's on our website as well. Go to brilliantfrugalliving.com. Make it happen, guys. Help the ones you love. Put that chapter behind them. They're the ones that can help. Good stuff. Now, I'm looking out the window. Coffee in hand, as usual. It is cold here in the Philadelphia area. We got no fall. We have no fall. The leaves are starting to change colors. It's actually pretty gorgeous. But it feels like this time last week, it was like 85 degrees. It's not my imagination. Tony is nodding his head in sage agreement here. Looking out the window, another gorgeous, gorgeous October laid out in front of us. Sitting here, and we're talking Halloween again. Last week, we talked about... I laughed so hard during the show, you guys. Our listeners are the best, and last week's show was dedicated a whole bunch to costumes that you could put together, adult costumes, kids' costumes, teenagers' costumes, pet costumes, for God's sake, all that we could do for less than 10 bucks, easily all less than 10 bucks, the vast majority less than 5 bucks, and less than 10 minutes. So we do this show last week. I'm thinking that's going to wrap it up. No, because our listeners are phenomenal, and they're sending me pictures. They're sending me their costumes as well. We got to do another one. Here's what I love. We talked last week, one of the last things we talked about, one of the costumes, adult costumes for Bob Ross and his happy tree. Can I tell you how much I love this costume combo? I'm not showing my age. I'm sorry. Everybody, my kids, I've got a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old. They love Bob Ross. Bob Ross is this phenomenal painter. You guys all know him with his happy little tree and his wonderful poofy hair. Just this gentle, amazing, artistic guru. Just amazing guy. We lost him way too soon. A lot of people are paying homage to him this Halloween, can I tell you? Quick recap on how you do this. Bob Ross costume, you've got jeans for the guys, a nice little simple cotton button-down, blue, extra credit for blue, button-down. Get yourself a fuzzy hair wig from anywhere online. You can get it for next to nothing. You don't even need a palette for paint. All you need is a couple of paintbrushes, either in hand or put them in your pocket, all right? There you go. There's your Bob Ross. And anybody joining the guy, his happy little tree, usually a girlfriend or a wife, just get dressed in brown pants, black pants, a nice green top, or maybe a fall-colored, rust-colored, burgundy-colored, red-colored top. Go to the dollar store, get a whole bunch of either, you know, autumn, Halloween, you know, rust-colored leaves and all kinds of flowers, stuff like that, and you simply attach them as a necklace, as a crown, to your wrists as bracelets, something comfy, right? There are people who send a picture where they actually even had just a green coat because it was from some cold locale, and they simply attach leaves to it that way, and everybody got it. Everybody understood. They loved it. They applauded it. And it didn't cost a lot of money. Bob Ross and his happy tree. I'm hoping to find a whole bunch more of those. I really do. I want to see that. And if you guys have similar costumes that you've put together for this year, for yourself, for your kids, your grandkids, for your pets, for whoever, send me a picture. Get online. Find the website, brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you can email me, you can text me, anything else. Send me the pictures of your costumes this year that you put together for less than 10 bucks in under 10 minutes. That's what it's all about. No slam to the Halloween industry. I'm a huge fan of all things Halloween. It's fun. The candy's fantastic. It's all good. But spending hundreds of dollars on costumes that you're going to maybe weigh 2 ounces, these costumes weigh nothing. They're not really, you know, really thoroughly put together in a fancy way that would warrant hundreds of dollars being spent on it. And you're only spending that kind of money to wear it for a couple of hours. And then it either gets recycled back to the Goodwill or sent back. Who knows? Whatever. You get the point. Do it for less. Next up, another costume, because we've got a dozen to go through in these first couple of segments. You know the game Operation, where you had, you know, you lay out the board, you plug it in, it's got a battery next to it, and you have to pluck out either a bone or a heart or whatever else. And if you touch the sides of the Operation thing, a buzzer goes off. All right. Well, I don't know how long it took for him to put this together, but I had to give this some solid shout out. It's an Operation costume. You take just basic gray sweats. It's not that hard. Gray bottoms, gray tops, or just make it a solid coming and going. And you simply print out, take a look. If you're not familiar with this game, I'm hanging my head in shame because this is a rite of passage playing the game Operation. But look up online all of these various buttons that you kind of, you know, that you insert the pliers into. You've got pliers in one hand for this costume. You've got your Halloween bag or pillowcase in the other hand. And then all over your gray sweats, the top and the bottom, you print out, easily print out, extra credit for printing it out in color, but you can print it out in black and white, all of the various pieces of this Operation game. You've got something over your knee, you've got something over your lower leg, upper leg, lower arm, upper arm, all over your torso, all of those same Operation pieces. People are saying they're getting rave reviews. It's super easy. And when you're done, you simply remove all those pieces from your gray sweats and you're back in business. It's all good. I love this. Next up, ladybug costume. This is for anybody out there who's in far better shape than I am for an indoor party. They're putting on a red strapless dress, which immediately takes me out of the running. I'm sorry. I have many fine qualities, but I cannot pull off a red strapless dress right now. Red strapless dress, black leggings, black turtleneck, and simply black felt circles all over the dress. You got a ladybug. It's brilliant. I love this stuff. Next up, this one was funny. It's called a male stripper. Male as in the U.S. mail, as in your post, as in your post office, as in going down to the mailbox. A male stripper, okay? Regular clothes, jeans, regular shirt, extra credit if it's a matching color, you know, maybe black bottoms, black top, a sweatsuit, whatever. You get all kinds of mail. Take your junk mail, cut it into shreds, and you've got yourself a male stripper. You attach it all over with tape, with a stapler. If it's some old whatever you don't care about it, glue it on with some fabric glue. You've got a male stripper. That's what I'm talking about. I love this. This is so cool. People out there are so blessed creative. I'm loving this. Got to get this one done too. An iPhone. This is something that was sent in. Who sent me this? Mark W. made this for his grandson, okay, who just got his first iPhone. First of all, I'm kind of weeping a bit that a grandson, I envision some small toddler, it could be maybe a teenager, who knows, got his first iPhone, obsessed with the iPhone, not surprising, making an iPhone Halloween costume. You need a large cardboard box, something that your head can stick out, your arms can, you know, easily stick out. You can dress however you want underneath it for any kind of climate. That's a good thing. It's all good. You can either paint it black, and then you simply print out large emblems for each of the buttons, and you attach that on the front of it. You've got yourself an iPhone costume with what would have been just trash that you wouldn't have even used afterwards. I love that. So if you're thinking about doing that, use a little creativity, some imagination, and inspire the people around you this year. I guarantee you, you're surrounded this year when you're out trick-or-treating or you're at some party, whatever. You're with people who are feeling a little better about the economy than they did last year, certainly the year before. So they're feeling free to spend a little bit more. Good for them. People work hard for their money. You work hard for it. Spend it however you want to. What I would love to inject in the Halloween culture is just a little more of a look around. Don't be afraid to save money in a fantastic economy. I'm going to say that again for the cheap seats. We are right now head and shoulders in a magnificent, delicious, divine, fantastic economy. And in my small opinion, it's just going to ramp up even higher. But don't let that be a reason to overspend. All right? Use it as a reason to throttle back even more on fantastic Halloween occasions. Have a fantastic time. Have a ball. Have a great time with the candy corn. Don't overspend. Enjoy the magic of living in a fantastic economy where you can pay down your debt right and left. You can build up your savings right and left and match it, pair it with the incredible 1-2 punch of saving money at the same time. Oh my God, it's heaven. It's fantastic. So do this with the costumes this year. I'm telling you, people are going to notice. The people out there watching you on the road in your iPhone costume as your happy tree and the Bob Ross stuff, they're going to notice that. They're going to say, oh my God, I bet they didn't spend like, you know, $5 on that. And here we are spending, you know, $100 between the kids and us and whatever. People are going to notice. Be a role model for saving money. Don't put it in their face. Yeah, it only cost me $5. Let them see for themselves. They're not stupid. Get out there. Be a fantastic role model. It's all good. Time for one more before the break. And again, send me your pictures to brilliantfrugalliving.com. Oh, here's when I got to do this one again. The bat. People are, when I get an umbrella that breaks, I just throw it out. I'm as much a saver as anybody. I just throw it out. Other people, far more clever than I am, they're putting on sweatshirts, sweatpants, whatever they need to, you know, under or over it to stay warm. You cut up this old umbrella that's shot, or you want to be really wild and crazy, get one at the Five Below or whatever, cut it along the seams, attach it to underneath your arm and down the side of your sweatshirt, whatever, and you got yourself a bat costume. Apparently, this happens a lot. People save their umbrellas. They're better than I am. I know I'm not doing it. There it is. Guys, I want your ideas. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. Find me. Halloween's right around the corner. I don't want you overspending. I want you spending your time focusing on the really important stuff, like all the fabulous candy. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, hang out for a second. We'll be right back right after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
BizTalk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@BizTalkRadio.com. Or you can send us comments via the BizTalk Radio app.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, going over the last minute yet still fabulous and fabulously inexpensive Halloween costumes you can put together for yourself, for your kids, for your pets, for everything coming up. It's crunch time, guys, but don't let crunch time, like with every other holiday's crunch time, translate into overspending. We've all been there. We all hate ourselves afterwards. Let's make this the Halloween where we don't overspend. It's all good. Next up, and I love these. Can I tell you something? For every one Halloween costume I'm mentioning here on the air, there were 10 sent to me that made me laugh hysterically, but we just don't have time to do them. So I'm going to get through as many as I can right here. This one's fantastic. This works for kids. This works for adults. A pinata and a pinata hitter. This is freaking hilarious. You want to know the best part? For the person playing the pinata, and I don't care how you decide, flip a coin, Indian wrestle for it, whatever, the guy is simply covered, or the girl is simply covered with multiple hundreds, easily hundreds, of Post-it notes. You put it on, and you look like a pinata. I'm looking at the pictures right now. You look like a pinata. It's brilliant. Overdo the eye makeup if it's a girl doing it. Have some fun with it. Brilliant. You can put some ribbons on it as well. That also works. And for the guy, all you need is a baseball bat. And generally, if you want to keep with a Mexican theme, try to have somebody with maybe a poncho, a sombrero on. It's a pinata and a pinata hitter. I absolutely love that. People are sending me some very impressive stuff. Can I please tell you? What is this? Waldo and Wenda costumes with the striped shirts, the striped hats, super easy to put together, black pants, and then the glasses to go with it. Gorgeous, brilliant, and easy. That's what I love. Not only, you know, I'm a huge fan of when things come up, not spending a lot of money, not costing a lot, but if they also don't take a lot of time, boom, that's where you're golden. Love this. A bunch of grapes. This was sent to us by a listener down in Florida. It's a lot, you know, warmer down there for Halloween. Therefore, you can do this costume a little more easily. But if you're doing a party, you're not outside, you can do this anywhere in the continental U.S. All good. A bunch of grapes. Grab a bag or two, or in this case, three or four, it looks like, of burgundy balloons. You blow them up. You safety pin them, just the edges. You know how to do this. Safety pin them to a T-shirt. These pictures are hilarious. Then you put either a burgundy hat on top or a green hat to show the stem, whatever. And then apparently these people are also getting vines from the dollar store. They strap them down their legs, whatever else. Nowhere that it can pop a, you know, one of the burgundy balloons. And it's pretty dang funny, I have to tell you. Not only that, but apparently the kids absolutely love this. So if you're looking for a fun idea, it doesn't cost a lot of money. This is one of my favorites. I love the bunch of grapes. All good. Next up, pizza and pizza delivery boy. This is funny. Crepe paper and cardboard, guys. That's all you need. Fun couples costume. You're just cutting out a, you know, a triangle slice piece of pizza. Go ahead and paint it if you want to. Slap on some cardboard paper or some construction paper in the different pepperoni colors. Paint it a bit. And you just hang it in two straps over your shoulders. And then the guy All the guy has to do is jeans, a regular shirt, you know, extra credit if you want to put a Pizza Hut logo on there, pin it on there, whatever. Have some earbuds in your ears, maybe have some loose change in your pocket for change. Who knows what? Carrying an empty pizza box. You got pizza and a delivery boy. Do you love that? That is hilarious. I love all the imagination with these. Next up, in no particular order, Wayne and Garth, all right? You guys know this show, right? Even if you didn't watch it that much, you're familiar with it, the Saturday Night Live skit, and then it was a couple of movies, and it's just hilarious, okay? And here's the best part. You might think it takes a lot of work to get yourself a costume with that. Not the case. So you've got the ripped up jeans. You've got a black T-shirt for Garth, and this is two girlfriends doing this, okay? And a Wayne's World hat. That's it. Apparently, you can get those all over the place online. Get yourself one of those. And then for the other one, for Garth, you've got torn blue jeans, a plaid shirt, long blonde hair is, you know, extra credit for that because, of course, that's what he had, and then simply some black-rimmed glasses. And you've got Wayne and Garth. Best part is all of these various, you know, costume parts go back into your drawer when you're done. Doesn't cost a lot of money. It makes people think. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Here's a good one. This is nice and nostalgic as well. This one makes people think and a little touch of history, too. I'm into that these days. Rosie the Riveter. Remember that? That iconic image from World War II? You've got the tough-looking lady who was used to doing the riveting in the manufacturing plants during World War II. If you don't think you find it recognizable, you know, trust me, you'd recognize it. All you need, a red polka-dotted bandana, I'm looking at the picture here, and a blue top. Doesn't have to be a blue dress, extra credit if it is, but a red polka-dotted bandana, a blue dress or a blue shirt, and a yellow We Can Do It backdrop. Just use a cardboard backdrop, have it attached to your back if you would, have it slide down your back and have it attached to your belt, and have it say We Can Do It as a backdrop. Totally seals the deal. Love that. Absolutely love it. This one's cool. A jellyfish. I forget how much you can do with battery-operated lights these days. You got to have lights on your costume. Not only do I like that for anybody who's walking kids or grandkids around, it keeps you nice and well-lit, but it's safer, it's fun, and this is super creative. All right, a do-it-yourself jellyfish costume, all right? Here's what you do. Listen carefully. You take a wide-brimmed hat, which a lot of people have. If you don't, hit the dollar store and find one. A wide-brimmed hat, an old loofah, and four or five strands of battery-operated LED lights. All right, super easy ones. And you can Google this if you need any help with that. But the picture is really darn cute. The kid's all dressed up, got a coat on underneath it. It's original. It's fun. It's brilliant. I love this. Saved by the Bell costumes. Oh, my gosh. All right. Again, easily done. Dress up. Google the faces if you want to online. It's all good. We got time for a couple more before the break. This one I have to do, too, because, again, we're using stuff that we already have. Cyclists on a tandem bike. You know, the bike's made for two. Here's how you do it. If you already have a biking hobby and you've got the biking clothes, the biking background, I myself do not possess this outfit. Just like, you know, I don't possess an astronaut outfit or a metaphysicist outfit or, you know, any kind of bike clothes. No, you're not going to find that on me. Use your existing bike outfits if you're far more athletic than I am, okay? And you cut out this tandem bike in cardboard, and you can hold it between you. Apparently, these guys, they have their hands free. They simply attached it to their left side at the hip. And you walk in, you have some fun, and then when you're ready to kind of party and just not be attached to this bike, you can put it off in the corner for something else later on. That's the kind of outfits that I really like. That's the kind of outfits that I really dig. This one's also very cool. Huge points for originality. Indiana Jones, from the first movie, you've got Karen Allen's character. Find yourself, do not go crazy with the cost on this. They got everything they needed at Goodwill. She got an old white dress, you know, like the one that you got dressed up in near the end of the movie, an old white dress. You don't mind it getting all banged up, all right? And then he is simply in the torn up, rugged, you got the hat, you've got the brown pants, a brown shirt. Go a little scruffy if you want to. Put the scar there if you want extra credit for that. And what's the big thing you need if you want to go as Indiana Jones? You got to have the whip. That's it. And apparently they're available in dollar stores. They're available. You can just put it together with a coiled piece of rope. Do whatever you want to. That's what I'm talking about. So in Indiana Jones, that's actually pretty wicked cool. Have fun with that. This one, last one, I promise. Last one. This one's from the movies as well, and it's brilliant. E.T. and Elliot. E.T. and Elliot, okay? This is so smart. Here's what you do. What do you remember about Elliot from the movie? Wearing a red sweatshirt with the hood, Okay, so you get a red sweatshirt and the hood. This is for men and women both. All right, don't worry about just jeans, whatever's easiest. You don't even need a bike for this, okay? But remember the scene where he's in there with the bike? You have a crate, like an egg crate, and you wrap up an ET doll, which apparently is available anywhere online, and you have that in the egg crate, and you attach it to your front. ET and Elliot. I love this stuff. You guys are geniuses. Guys, hang out for a minute. More after the break, including Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Cheap is small, but not too steep.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Stock up and save this fall at your neighborhood Ace. When you're taking care of the everyday projects around your house, Ace is your one-stop shop to find exactly what you're looking for. Get great deals now through October 29th, like buy one, get one free on select LED light bulbs, buy one, get one free on Ace basic house keys, and buy two, get one free on Ace furnace filters. Only at your local Ace, the helpful place. Offers valid at participating stores. Exclusions and limits may apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention business owners and
and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Hagopian Show. Half past the hour, you know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with none other, John Harriott. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. And like I say, full disclosure, Kristen Hagopian is the real radio pro in the family.
Oh, I don't know about that.
First birthday is a day that will go down in history.
I love that.
July 20th, 1969.
I'm so
now,
lucky.
How many of our listeners out there do you suppose know what happened? July 20th, 1969.
We've got very smart, savvy, history sharp listeners out there. Whatever.
Actually, you know what? Here's what we can do.
What's that?
First person who texts the answer to 484-574-4088.
I like that.
We will immediately mail out a $10 Starbucks gift card.
Fabulous.
So if you can cite the historic event that happened on July 20th, 1969, other than Chrissy Lynn Harriet's first birthday,
there you go.
We will send you a $10 Starbucks gift card.
Very cool.
Once again, that number is 484-574-4088. And by the way, if you ever want any more information on what we cover on the show here, just text, say, hey, John, give me some more information on topic that you were talking about here this last week, like starting your home search or pre-approval, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Be glad to get that out to you.
It's all important. And more than that, it's information that seems to change every week. We had a crazy market, the stock market, over the past week. It's now rebounding this week. And
yeah,
it got
500
me thinking.
Points yesterday,
that's
think.
Fantastic mm-hmm. stuff. And on top of that, some great news about how I believe wages have now improved, increased 3.1% or something over the last quarter.
Yeah, so they were up from an average of $26 an hour a couple of years ago to 27 something now. So
yep. It's all good people. And the number of people who are thinking about switching up their jobs, voluntarily leaving their jobs because they feel that confident in the job market, that kind of confidence is no doubt going to work its way into the real estate market as well. What are you finding with this week's numbers?
It just spreads out in all different kinds of ways. But what we're going to be talking about today, for the most part, is some tips for starting your home search, because this is a little bit complicated.
You know, okay.
People who are starting their home search, particularly if you haven't done it before, there are lots and lots of things that you really need to be thinking about. Now, the very, very first thing that you really need to do, folks, if you're thinking about a home search, there's parts of this you can do on your own, but the biggest parts of it, you're going to need the help of a real good professional realtor. And you've heard my advice before. Always interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors, and say, look, here's what I want to do. Maybe you're a first-time home buyer.
Sure.
Maybe you've got a pretty unlimited budget. Maybe you've got a very limited budget. Maybe you need to buy yourself a fixer-upper and save all kinds of money on the purchase of your first house. Maybe you're a professional person who's been in their house for 10 or 15 years. Family's gotten bigger. You want to get closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws, different school district. Whatever it is, interview at least two, preferably three or four realtors, and say, look, this is what I want to do. And then pick out the one with which you feel the most comfortable. And one key question to ask every realtor you interview is, okay, these are my objectives. How can you help me? If the first thing a person does, a realtor does, when he or she comes into your house is talk about how great they are.
Right.
Before they begin to ask you, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Seller or Mr. and Mrs. Buyer. What do you want to accomplish?
Yeah.
I would escort them to the door.
Your priorities may not be quite parallel.
That's right.
To theirs.
The thing that you're really looking for is someone with the heart of a teacher, someone who's going to teach you the things that you need to know, lots and lots of things to consider.
And you know what else? In this day and age, when so much can be done on the internet and people feel like, you know, we can, you can do everything on your own, whereas a generation ago you needed more help, the real estate market is one of those rare exceptions where perhaps even more today, you need to have that real estate expert in your corner, you know, the latest information out there. And believe it or not, as great as some of those real estate sites are, a good realtor will have even more up-to-date information and more workable information that's going to help you get into that home.
Yep, absolutely. And by the way, as we get into some of the tips I'm going to give people today for their home search,
yep,
there are things that definitely you should be doing on your own.
Oh, okay.
To be an adjunct to your realtor services.
Okay.
More than one time when I've been helping somebody with a home search or a home marketing process, they will say, you know, hey, John, did you see what happened to this house down the street?
Oh.
And I will say, haven't caught up with that one yet. What about it? So having your own research, your own information channels that you provide, that you give yourself on the internet, can also help keep your realtor on his or her toes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the first thing you need to do is interview at least two realtors, preferably three or four. Describe what it is you want to get done and then say, okay, what is your program for helping me? And if you get that 5,000-yard stare, or if they don't let you get that far because they begin telling you how great they are,
right,
I would escort them out the door and say, thank you for coming out, but I don't think we're going to be doing business.
There you go.
Once you have got that realtor selected, and by the way, that is going to be probably the single most important decision that you make.
I agree.
Then you need to ask this realtor. And the realtor is probably going to tell you also that the first thing you need to do is get pre-approved for a mortgage before you start your search. Now, there's lots and lots of good reasons for this. Number one, and the reason that I always give people, especially if they're first-time homebuyers, is look, I would hate to begin showing you homes and have you find one that you absolutely fall in love with only to find that you can't qualify
it's
for a mortgage.
It's out of reach. Yeah, because home buying isn't quite emotional enough. Let's have them find the home that they love and then say, oh, by the way, that's not good.
Yeah, exactly right. So you need to get pre-qualified for that mortgage. And folks, this is not a real painful thing.
No.
The realtor can probably refer you to a mortgage professional with whom he or she has confidence. And this professional can get you on the phone and in 15 or 20 minutes, get all of your information.
Yeah. It's not a week
and run
long.
You through this great big number cruncher. And by the way, all the mortgage lenders use basically the same number cruncher. And he or she will come back to you and say, look, this is what you can qualify.
Yep.
And by the way, there's dozens, literally dozens of mortgage programs all the way from 0% down to 3% down, 10, 20, more percentages down.
Can't be done.
And the mortgage professional is going to be able to tell you, listen, this is the one that is the biggest, the best match for you.
Good stuff.
So once you know what your buying parameters are, then you can go out and look in the neighborhoods that you're most interested in and begin to narrow down your search.
I love it.
Okay? So a couple of things. You need to know the difference between, you know, what your must-haves are in a home and your like-to-haves. Now,
yes,
if you need four bedrooms, you absolutely need four bedrooms.
Right.
But and you'd like to have three bathrooms, but maybe you could buy with two.
Right.
You'd like to have a two-car garage or a three-car garage, but maybe you could get by with one. So narrow your search down by dividing it up into your must-haves and your would-like-to-haves.
That's a really good idea.
Yep. And then tell your realtor, okay, these are the neighborhoods in which I'm interested, what the price range is.
Mm-hmm.
And what this realtor will do is to set up a search in the multiple listing service for you that will let you know every time a house that meets your criteria comes on the market.
I love it.
Sends you an email. And then the thing that you need to do is once you see a house in that search that is one that you think you might be interested in, you need to go out and drive by it.
Yep.
And my experience is, Chrissy, that when people drive by a house that looks good on the internet, they're going to eliminate at least 50% of them from consideration.
Yep. So for their sake, as well as the realtor's sake, you just save yourself some time, drive by, give it your own, you know, look at it, all you need to know.
And if there's six new houses that come up this week and you think three of them are good for you possibly, go out, drive by. You're probably going to see one or two that you'd actually like to go into. Then call your realtor and say, look, make an appointment. Show me this one. And that is how to narrow your search down and make sure that you're looking at houses that really, really do interest you.
Love it.
That's the kind of information that your realtor can provide for you. Now, it's also very, very important that you explore the neighborhood that you're looking at by looking at. And the site I always recommend is Realtor. realtor.com.
Oh, yeah.
They have got the most up-to-date information. Zillow and Trulia have their strong points, but a lot of the information you find on Zillow and Trulia is old.
Yeah, Realtor seems to be the gold standard with that.
Yep. I have had people call me, for example, and say, John, I really like to see this house that you have listed at 123 Main Street. And I will say, well, where did you find that? And, well, typically the answer is Trulia or Zillow.
Right.
And I say, well, I don't know why that is still listed as being for sale, because we settled on that and sold it 6 months ago. So some of their information is very, very old. But explore.
Yes.
Look a little bit outside the neighborhood that you think you're interested in.
Yep.
Look a little bit higher price, a little bit lower price. Get a real good feel for what's available and what the prices are.
There you go.
So that when you make the offer, it's not just your real estate agent's recommendation, mm-hmm. but you've got a real good gut feel for what's available and you feel good about the offer that you're making.
Yep.
Okay.
Great stuff.
So, and the way to stay on top of what it is you're talking about is to take notes of every house you visit. Maybe even take a few pictures and plop them onto your computer.
That's a great
thing. So you're building up a database of, hey, we kind of like this one, but this one has really got some faults that we're really not comfortable buying into. Increase your knowledge. But the biggest thing that you need to really get comfortable with is doing your own research on mm-hmm. realtor.com, and I'd recommend that above any other website.
And it can be fun.
Comparing that with the information that your real estate agent gives you, that's the way to narrow down your search and find the house that you're really, really interested in.
Just a nice 1-2 punch. And let put your realtor to work as well. If there's information you need to know that you can't get a hold of, you know, relatively easily, that's part of the fun of having a realtor. They do all of the big legwork for you, all of the heavy lifting. Put them to work, ask every single question you could possibly think of, and let them take the ball from there.
So again, folks, and we got about 1 minute left,
yes,
I guess,
here,
Chrissy. My goodness, the time flies when you're having fun. But the very first step in starting that home search, whether you're talking just about buying or selling and making a move up buy, is finding a realtor with whom you feel comfortable. Interview at least two, preferably three or four.
Yep.
Lay out what it is you want to accomplish, and then listen to what they can do for you and pick out the one that you're most comfortable with.
Yep. And don't be shy about unloading some work on your realtor. That's what they have all the bells and whistles
load them up.
Exactly right. It's going to benefit you. It benefits them. It reminds you why you have a realtor on the case in the first place.
You want more information? Text 484-574-4088. We'll get some more information out to you. We'll see you again next week.
That's right. We'll be right back, gang, right after this. Cheap and
small. The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show now. Pretty jazzed about this interview because everybody out there, I'm serious, I really think everybody out there knows somebody with a sleep apnea problem. I've connected with people who have parents who have fought it off, people my age, and I know people who've got it. And believe it or not, I'm hearing from parents who have kids who are fighting sleep apnea at the moment. And we're thinking, you know, it's something what happens at night. You get up in the morning, you're fine, boom. That's not the case. There are ripple effects to this, including something called excessive daytime sleepiness. Joining us via our newsmaker line is Dr. Richard Bogan, a sleep expert, along with Kim Oxender, who's going to share her personal story. She has quite the story, living with excessive daytime sleepiness related to sleep apnea. Welcome, guys. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Doing well.
Good. Glad to hear it. Dr. Bogan, I'm going to start with you. Now, we've all heard of the phrase sleep apnea. Tell us, if you would, what is the excessive daytime sleepiness that you're talking about related to sleep apnea? Who's at risk here? Is it one particular demographic or is it just across the board?
Yes. Excessive daytime sleepiness is a chronic medical disorder associated with obstructive sleep apnea. What we know is that over 22 million adults, and there are some kids, too, who have obstructive sleep apnea. Excessive daytime sleepiness is one of the most prevalent symptoms. And, of course, if individuals have excessive daytime sleepiness, they, of course, have fatigue, tiredness. But it's a different kind of tiredness. And this tiredness can have a huge impact in terms of quality of life in these individuals, in terms of their workplace performance, even driving, and their social interaction, and Do they have anything left for the family when they get home?
Yeah, it's all true. And it's also, you brought up a couple of really good points there. And I'm going to get back to that in just a second, especially when it comes to the ripple effects from this. Kim, what prompted you to have a conversation with your doctor? You're thinking to yourself, okay, it's not just sleep apnea anymore. What did it do? What was your trigger point where you're like, you know what, done, time to talk to the doctor about this? How were you first diagnosed?
Well, Dr. Brogan is correct. It is a different kind of tired. It's not a work hard all day and you're just tired from working. It's a tired that you just can't control. And my husband and I, we ride motorcycle a lot. We do benefit rides and it's an outreach for us. And it's a time for us to relax and enjoy ourselves. But when I couldn't enjoy the smells and the sights anymore because I was falling asleep and that became dangerous, it's like, all right, my husband said it's time to go see the doctor.
Yeah, and you're right.
Which I've been tired all my life. So I knew there was something more to it than just being tired.
Yep, something in the back of your head saying that. Doctor, if I would, now you guys are describing this perfectly, but talk to me if you would, what are some of the signs where you know, okay, this is no longer just, I worked hard the day before. This is no longer, oh, I just had a rotten night's sleep, we're getting on with it. What are some of the signs or the impacts, if you will? Because this can get dangerous if this isn't addressed. What if, for everybody out there listening coast to coast, they're thinking, hey, you know what? This guy's making a lot of sense. Kim's story's kind of sounding like my own here as well. What are some of the signs or the impacts where this was it? Now I got to talk to the doctor about this.
Right. Well, I mean, this is a chronic medical disorder, and the excessive daytime sleepiness actually may manifest itself with sort of brain dysfunction. So not only am I tired, but I have trouble thinking and remembering things or focus, concentration, attention. And of course, it can affect mood as well or motivation. So all of these things can be impacted, and it is a chronic disorder. In fact, there's some emerging science that shows that there is some brain dysfunction in individuals who have excessive daytime sleepiness or persistent excessive daytime sleepiness despite treatment for their obstructive sleep apnea.
Kim, when you first had this, and you mentioned that you had this, you felt like you had this your whole life, how has the excessive daytime sleepiness related to sleep apnea, how did that impact your daily life and how have you turned that around?
My daily life was very difficult. I would get tired driving to my job,
yeah.
And that's not good either. But just the simple things, playing with my grandkids, my children when they were younger, the simple things were so hard. And then you get depressed and afraid to talk to your doctor, actually, because, you know, like you said, everybody's tired. But then after treatments, I started a breathing machine and some other medications for my doctor, and it is getting better. It is still a struggle, but life is too short to be tired all the time.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? You're being very modest about this, but you took it that next step. A lot of people out there, I'm not naming names like myself, but when it comes to, you feel like there could be something going on and then you're like, you know what? Yeah, I could get it checked out by the doctor, but I got this to-do list the size of my arm and I got to get this done first before I think about, you know, taking care of myself. You took it that next step, which is, it's smart, it's adult, it's mature, it's the way you're supposed to do this. What would you say to people, Kim, who are like, you know what? They're finding all kinds of parallels with their life listening to your story. What would you say to them right now as to what their next step should be? Do they just pick up the phone? Do they walk into the doctor's office? Do they look more up online? All of the above? What do you recommend?
Well, my first step was just to call my family doctor.
Yep.
You know, I made an appointment with him. They can do a physical. They can, you know, you're just talking to your doctor. He can lead you in the next direction of sleep doctors, sleep studies. And then I found this website, A Different Kind of Tired, where you can get so much more information that, you know, you're not alone. And the doctor's not going to think you're crazy because you're tired. And I was just tired of being tired.
Yeah, that's really what it boils down to. I got one more question for you, Kim, then I'm going to jump back to Dr. Brogan. When we're talking about, you talked about your husband, you talk about your grandkids. What role does the support, just family support, support from friends, loved ones, play in helping to manage this? Has it been something where you're like, oh my God, I'd rather die than tell them I got this thing going on here? And all of us go through that sort of thing. And then you tell them and they're like, well, why the heck didn't you tell us sooner? Let's figure this out and knock it out of the park and put it in the rearview mirror. How did your family support system kind of impact this?
Well, I think my family actually was tired of me being tired all the time. You know, I couldn't go do some of the things with our kids when they were younger because I was just too tired. I just told my husband to go do it. And he got to the point where, you know, honey, it's time to see the doctor. This has to stop. It's becoming more, it's dangerous than some of the activities that we like to do. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. So I listened to my husband.
Dr. Brogan, if I could, everybody listening to this, and again, I know people with sleep apnea. Everybody out there listening knows somebody with sleep apnea. Maybe they themselves are the one with the sleep apnea. And this is hitting a lot of red flags for them. They're like, holy crow, this sounds exactly like me. Maybe it's time to go talk to the doctor. Where can our listeners go for more information on this? They're listening to you. It's really ringing a bell. What's their next step? Where do they go for more information, for some helpful resources?
Right. Well, I think this website, adifferentkindoftired.com, is excellent because it really sort of tells you how this can affect quality of life, helps you quantify the degree of symptoms that you have, and actually gives you some tools to discuss it with your doctor. Obviously, you need to go see your doctor and discuss it, but this gives you a lot of information. It reminds me, and Kim reminds me, actually, that most of the patients don't really know that they are impaired. Their partners know it better than that. In fact, we saw that in the Harris poll that was sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals, where they interviewed people with sleep apnea who were sleepy and interviewed the partners. And the partners recognized over 50% of the time that the sleepiness, the excessive daytime sleepiness, affected their interpersonal relationships and their social interaction with their friends and family.
Oh, heck yeah. No, the ripple effects are so far-reaching between physical, social, emotional. You have opened up a lot of eyes for a lot of people here, literally and figuratively. This is great stuff. Thank you so much for all of your work on this and enlightening the public. Good stuff. We weren't talking about this a few years ago. Now, thanks to you guys, we are. I knew the time was going to fly. Go get them, and thanks again for all of your help.
Thank you.
And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, and not too steep.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk,
online
at biztalkradio.com.